taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense. Of danger.
All right, hide the women and children because we're going to open the phone lines for a bit. We're also going to talk to Ron Van Timmeren. We're just going to do a lot right here. So get your coffee, get settled in. We'll start with Frank, who is always Frank from DeWitt. Frank, how are you?
Yes, a great show as always. I just wanted to look at the scoreboard here. And on one side, we have two Republicans, the guy from a congressman from, I believe, Texas, and the Roy Moore allegations, which is 40 years old and I believe totally fake. And then on the other side, between Hollywood, the media, and Washington politicians, there must be at least 200 Democrats. This is a flood, and the media has aided and abetted and caused this by their 30-some years of protecting, when they started protecting Bill Clinton. This is Bill Clinton's legacy to America that made this fine and dandy to do, and this is the result of it.
Frank, thank you so much for checking in. I got to leave it right there. Point made. And now Bill Clinton actually part of the conversation for many. It only comes about 25 years too late for many others. The hotline number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Sit tight, couple of you, because I got to, you know, I actually saw a movie this week over the Thanksgiving holiday, and I want to share with my good friend, the guy who knows more about movies and greasy fingers from buttery popcorn than anybody I've ever met. That's Ron Van Timmeren. Here he is again. Ron, welcome to it.
Good morning, Steve. What did you see?
I saw Justice League.
All right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. You know what? You know, I don't know if this one's got as high ratings as some of the others, but they're just fun. I find them all fun. All these Marvel comic movies, they're entertaining. There's, you know, some comedy. There's some action. People get smacked around. There's some predictable cheesy lines, and I enjoy all of it.
Yeah, exactly. And DC Comics finally woke up to the lighten up mode that Marvel's been doing all along here, even back to the original Iron Man. But so they threw in the guys like the Flash, who was comic relief, right?
Sure.
Justice League.
Yep.
And of course they've got, you know, good-looking guys and good-looking women and good-looking special effects, and it's just, you're right, a fun time. And I was shocked. My wife went to see it, and she liked it. How about that?
See, that's good stuff right there. My wife went and saw it. She liked it. We took the grandparents. They liked it. I mean, really, it was good stuff. It's just good fun, these comic movies, whether it comes from Marvel or DC. And I saw some new ones coming from Marvel in the previews and some different stuff. So they're on to something here. It's a working strategy. It's one of the few things that's really working consistently, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And almost to the tune of $1 billion worldwide every time they make one of these. And so you're right. They'll keep making them. And I think next up is Aquaman for the DC crowd.
Yeah, who was that guy?
Of course, they're going to make another Wonder Woman because that was such a big hit. You know, and it's just like Disney and Pixar printing money and entertaining people with another Thanksgiving Day release with Coco that did like
sure.
$73 million this past week, and
yep.
People are loving Coco. So a lot of good holdovers this week because there's really no huge or big wide releases this week at all.
You know what I was wondering though, that Aquaman, whoever that character was. That guy, like, he was chiseled out of granite. You mentioned they're going to do a whole, I don't know how it's like he's replicated from stone, whoever this guy is. I mean,
Jason Momoa.
Good Lord.
Who he is, trust me. I don't care about that.
Yeah. Jason Momoa.
He's quite the hunk for sure.
Yeah, and his dancing biceps.
But so is Thor when you see him with his shirt off in that Thor Ragnarok movie. I mean, both of those fill the bill for just what you're describing. And I'm really also very pleased that rated PG, and that story of the little boy going to school, the little boy who doesn't quite look like all the other kids in school, that is held over really well and picking up a lot of steam, too.
Yeah, that looks like a movie that we talked about it. It looks like the movie The Mask from, what, the 1980s, whenever that was, kind of a similar, you know, somebody that's not like everybody else and the story that goes along with that because they're true stories, right?
This one is not actually based on a true kid, but there are now stories coming out of kids that have this same handicap, and so it is real life. That's what works really well in Wonder. This is all stuff bullying and acceptance and all of those things go into middle school, as you probably know.
Right. All right. So no big wide releases. What is this about? But I see some cool things here. Sammy Hagar's birthday bash. Ring it up. What is it?
Red Till I'm Dead. Yes, it was a 4-day concert that he filmed, and it is a one-night event, Tuesday, December 5. If you're a Sammy Hagar fan or a Van Halen fan, whatever, you might cross over here. But you know what? I'm recommending 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That's sure to be a Best Picture nominee, 94% on RottenTomatoes.com. Great cast with Frances McDormand, Woody Harrelson, and Sam Rockwell. Dark comedy for sure, rated R for sure, but getting rave reviews, and I just love this cast, so I'm going to check that out. And in the veterans theme, military theme, Last Flag Flying, a limited release this week from director Richard Linklater with Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston, Lawrence Fishburne playing Vietnam vets on kind of a pilgrimage, if you will. That really looks pretty good, too.
All right, it all sounds good, and the man with buttery fingers says, use those buttery fingers to get online and get your tickets ahead of time.
That's right. CelebrationCinema.com. Reserve your seats. Buy gift cards. Whatever you want to do on there. Check out what's coming out for Christmas. We got it all covered.
I greatly appreciate Ron Van Timmeren, everybody. And when it comes to Sammy Hagar, I like Montrose the best of all the bands he ever played in. Just for the record.
Yeah.
There you go.
Rahani Montrose. What a great guitar player. Love him too, Steve. See the movie, Sam.
There you go, buddy. Have a good one. There you go. Rock Candy, Bad Motor Scooter, Space Station Number 5, and all these other references I can come up with. Oh, look at that. You see the way Alex does that? That is the mark of a true professional, bringing in Sammy Hagar and Montrose. Listen to that.